You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. And welcome to episode 117, where we are separated by a great divide.
A time zone, even.
I mean, you're in a different land.
I am. In a land called Chicago.
Chicago, which I wasn't able to go to because my coworkers stink.
Pretty much.
Well, the ones that are on call, at least. And I can say that because I know they don't listen to this show.
Right.
They only one person was willing to help out and cover my on-call, but she had plans and nobody else even responded with, sorry, I can't do it. So...
The reason that we went is because we got an amazing rate on a hotel room, and we're going to go, I'm here with the baby hobbit and Oma and Opa Hobbit, and we are Christmas shopping, so.
Yeah. And you guys have been having fun, it looked like. You've been in a extremely crowded market area, and...
That was crazy. We went to the Kindle Market. It's like a German village type thing where all these vendors from Germany are there selling stuff, and... There were so many people we couldn't move, and it got worse when you got close to the food vendors.
Wow. Well, that would have been the vendors that I was interested in.
Yes. Yeah. It was really bad, and you would have loved it, too. There was, schnitzel and...
Oh, I love schnitzel.
I know, baby. But I got... we didn't get anything. It took forever just to get to, the front of a line for anywhere. The lines for the glue line were just humongous. We just said, you know what, we just need to get the stroller out of this mess and get sick out of here, so.
Well, I'm glad you guys arrived safe, and did you go swimming and have fun, or?
We have not gone swimming. Baby Hobbit did not take a nap today without the excitement, so we just went, after our shopping, we went to the American Girl store, and then we went out to eat, and then she's just out, she's tired. But we came back into the room. She's holding on to her brand new American Girl doll. She's happy as can be. And she comes in and she goes, this was a good day.
Aww. Aww. Well, I'm sorry I missed it. Although you missed...
It's all right.
You
would have hated the crowd.
Yeah, right? Well. Well, you missed working on a server this morning, so...
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
My favorite thing.
So what did you do in LOTRO this week?
We played with the Dumbs. Oh, not we. It was me.
Yeah.
I played with the Dumbs. And our whole goal was to get everybody's class items. And we had, three left, I believe. And so we got all but one. And that was because two people needed the same item. And we only killed the boss once. So... But everything we had set out to do got done. Everything went well.
Okay.
I don't really have anything. I told him I was going to mention this, and hopefully Dummy Dumb knows that I'm saying this because I thought that was a good point, and not because I was laughing my butt off. I'm not making fun of him. He completely misunderstood the need greed path rules, and I'm not really sure of his logic because we caught him in his error because he needed on a champion item, it was a champion third age something, a legendary item.
Okay.
And we're like, why did you need that? He's like, oh, because I didn't want it, so I needed it, and. His logic was just was crazy. He was like, well, I don't need that, so I hit need. And we're like, well, why didn't you hit need if you didn't need it? And for some reason he thought that the greed option was greater than need. Like, in his mind, it was something like, I need something, or I really, 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 I'm greedy for it. Like, greedy was bigger than need.
Yeah.
That's what his logic was, which I can possibly see. I don't think that, it's not right, but I don't think that it was a far-fetched thing. Although, you know, the need-greed past thing is old school MMO stuff, like, so it just seemed really odd to some of the other members of the group going, what are you talking about? So I thought I would clear it up just quickly.
For those who might not know, because, you know, some people
may not.
For
those who might not know, because he didn't know. He's level 50. I'm sure that he's not the only one. I mean, that's the only reason I thought, well, this seems like a good thing I could help some people with. So need is greater than greed. If a potion drops and Merrick needs on it and I greed on it, I don't even get to roll on it. It automatically goes to Merrick because need supersedes greed. Like, greed is less than.
Right.
So if you, and the rules pretty much are, if you need it for that character that you're currently on, the character you are playing can use it or will use it or will possibly use it in like a level or two, you hit need. If it's something that you want for an alt, that you want to sell on the AH, that you want to give to a crafter on another character, that's agreed.
Yes.
And if you don't want an alt, you hit pass, obviously.
Right. I usually pass on most of the stuff in there.
Most of the stuff, too. I just don't want it in my bags. But,
right.
But those are basically the rules. And other people may play with different rules. You know, some people may not care if you're rolling on alts. I think for the most part, people do care that they want you to roll only for the character that you're currently on. So if something drops that my runekeeper can use, but I'm on my burglar, it's like light armor. No, it's the runekeeper and the minstrel in my group, who are both light armor wearers, should have preference over my alt. So that's why. They would roll need, I would roll greed, and it would go between those two, and my greed roll will not even count. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Hopefully it makes sense. If you have any questions, you can email us, podcast@casualshouldermortar.com.
Right. Okay. And then you were captured, actually, to another land called Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. I bought Skyrim this week.
Which is understandable. I mean, everybody needs a break, and when a good game comes out, like The Elder Scrolls Skyrim, it's understandable how, it's a crossover genre. It's a fantasy game, and you like that kind of fantasy game, so.
I loved Oblivion. I played a heck out of Oblivion. I had to get Skyrim.
Yeah.
And I was resisting it, and then one of the podcasts I listened to was talking about it for, like, ever, and I was like, okay, I need this. And so, went out grocery shopping, and oops, it fell in the cart.
Oopsie doopsie.
I was grocery shopping at GameStop. It was really strange.
Yeah. All right, so my guardian is now level 68. I am caught up to you, your minstrel, in level.
Okay.
I'm right around the same quest progression, and I think I understand. You were kind of talking to me about how you didn't know what quest hubs to go to, and I think I know why you missed it, why you've missed them, or why you're kind of... So, my thought is that you are in the epic quest part where you have to go to the Snow Village. Is that correct? In the northeastern?
I've not gone to the Snow Village yet.
Okay, see, once you are done in Galtrev and you've done all the epic quests there, you are supposed to go to the northeast corner of the map and do the epic quest there. And then the epic quest will lead you throughout Dunland until the epic quest is over, leading you into the Gap of Rohan.
Well, I did go up, I don't know, maybe I missed the Snow Village, but I did go up to an area where there's a little lake and you have to pick up, like...
Okay, so you've done the Clan of the Falcon?
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah,
sure.
The Falcon Clan.
Okay, there's like a little lake there, there's a boat that ferries you across, you had to kill some, like, crocodile-y looking guys.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Yeah, I did all that.
Okay, and then once you're done there, there's a girl. Okay, so I'm not caught up on the epic quest then. So there is a girl who will take you to the different zones in the area, and what it'll say, when you are done helping people in this area, go meet her in the epic quest line. Mm-hmm. And that's when you go, whatever area it says, you know, when you are done in this area, you go, there's a village usually in that area where you do the quest, and then once you run out of quests, you follow the epic line that way.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not really clear. I just happened to actually, instead of going where I knew that there was another quest up, just being like, I'll follow the epic quest line and see where it takes me. And that's on my guardian, or on my champion. And that's okay. How I knew what to do. So, non-pro tip there.
So, obviously, I somehow abandoned the epic quest somewhere along the line. Because I'm kind of just floundering around in the middle somewhere.
Well, to be fair, I didn't really like the Falcon Clan area much either.
I didn't either. It might have been why, but...
There's just a lot of menial tasks to do. There's a lot of gathering tasks, which I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I was going and picking apples, and yeah. I was going to get twigs, and then I was... Yeah.
But, you know, the reason it does that is because you're trying to make friends with the Falcon Clan, and so you're trying to, I guess, spoiler, as far as the story goes. And you're doing it by performing tasks to get them ready, and it goes from there. And it really turned me off, too. I mean, it was like almost an instant turnoff, because you're doing all these gathering stuff, and the story finally, you know, kicks in, and, you know, it gets back on track, and... overall, but yeah, I didn't like it very much either, and I was kind of cheesed off by it, but you know, I guess that's what they wanted to do.
I wasn't upset by it. I was just kind of like, oh, good, I gotta go get you something else. It's way down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. let's see. So I gotta catch up on you there, and then we should be ready to go through it. I mean, it's pretty quick. It's a pretty quick travel to 75 after that, I believe, in my opinion. And then today, I ran the school and library with Hoppy and Alamode.
Oh, so, did you?
Yeah, we did. Actually, Ala used his captain and tanked. I did DPS, and Hoppy did DPS and healing. So it was pretty cool.
Which character was Hoppy on?
His Runekeeper. Yeah, we did a level 75, and I got my first skirmish mark, superior fourth skirmish mark, so which you're going to be converting on Monday to
right before it stops.
Yeah, so and a little thing, those instances, because they are often run because they are so easy to get superior fourth marks, are actually going to be changing where they're not going to offer, you know, seals anymore. So yeah, I got
it.
They're
not going to offer seals at all?
No, not for those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a little thing.
Those are the top tier.
Yeah, they kind of slipped that in there that they weren't going to do those. So, yeah. And that is pretty much all I did, yeah. Oh, I've been grinding deets. And expect a this needs a revamp. I think I did that. Who did I do that? Did I do that over the Lone Lands right before they did that? I can't remember. I did an article on Casual Store to Mordor about this needs a revamp. It was either the North Downs or it was like the leveling areas, like 40 through 50. That might have been it.
I think it was the 40 through 50 area.
Oh, no, you know what? It was 30 through 40. That's what it was. Yeah, 30 through 40 needs a revamp. And then they...
I remember you said that at 50 there was like a ton of stuff to do.
Yeah, you go into Moria, there's a ton of stuff to do. Oh, and I also played my Hunter a little bit. Hunter entered Moria, and he got halfway through 50, and I was like, I don't want to do this.
Well, apparently, if I go out of town, you get a whole lot of playtime in.
Well, yeah, there's nothing else to do. I have no friends.
Me neither.
No, that was actually earlier this week, kind of when you were playing Skyrim. I was just... messing about.
I have no idea. I have no recollection of anything when I'm in Skyrim.
Let me think. I think that's all. Yeah, he didn't get very far because I was... I don't know. I want him to be an Isengard because I want him to get the cook recipes, but at the same time, I just want him to just be 65 so I can just start there.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find a good series on Netflix or something and then start doing it again. And that, I think that concludes that part. We can move on to Town Crier.
Okay. And now, the Town Crier.
In official news, Update 5 is launching December 12th.
Yep.
Right before early access to Swozor.
SWTOR.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yes. On purpose? Who knows?
Oh, without doubt that's on purpose. There's no way that's not on purpose.
It may be. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I don't have no idea. So, game servers will be down on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern for this update.
Yes. We are hoping that Middle Earth Network Radio will be replaying our interview with Turbine, so tune in there. If not, you can always download it or stream it from the site, and we'll be expecting probably some heavy traffic that day, because I know I get bored when my game is down.
Right.
Speaking of that, the interview with Turbine is available, and there are also 3 dev diary summaries that you can peruse during this time. The first one is on reputation items. Did you happen to check this one out?
No. I think I got the gist of it, but I didn't have time to read it in depth.
Well, it's...
Go ahead.
They're going to be turning the reputation... What I thought in the interview that they had said was coming, I thought they meant it was in the future, but it looks like reputation items are going to be turned into consumable items, starting with Update 5.
Right, you can use it in the field. You don't have to go back to a lady with a symbol overhead.
Right. And, so as soon as you get them, you can right-click on them. There won't be any more, like, you need 10 of this, you need... 5 of this.
But if I just get one, I can use it immediately.
Yes, you get one, you can use it immediately. However, note that because what they did is, say you got like, I don't remember, 500 for turning in a stack of 10. Well, not each one of those is going to be giving 500 points. You know, they're going to be giving 50 points each. So right. they may seem less, but it's going to be equivalent of what it is now.
That makes sense. I'm cool with it. There's a ton of stuff that I have on some of my characters where I just have not bothered to go turn them in.
Yeah, because it kind of stinks to go. And some people like it. Some people like the mechanic of having to go somewhere and turn things in. I don't...
The same thing with the instance finder where people were upset that you no longer have to physically go to the dungeon.
Right. I just think it... It encourages you to use them. And I got to think that there's a lot of database storage that's being used where people just have stockpiles of these reputation items that they haven't used because they haven't gotten around to do it. And this should dramatically reduce some of their size. I think that's just, that may not be the intention.
Like, there's a couple things. Like, I know that I have, like, you need 10 Lothlost spears or whatever. I don't know the actual number. And I only have 9 of them. But I'm done with the Lothlost, so I've moved on, but I still have these 9 spears, you know?
Right, and you could use it just to, I don't know, give it to your hunter or something so they can start working on their rep to get the travel plan there. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I know that there were a couple of comments that people were upset about the simplification, but overall I think it's going to be a good change.
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with it. I don't... Extra travel is just time wasted in an MMO, and I have precious little of that.
Yeah. There was another dev diary that was released on Friday,
which covered currency consolidation that we'll be seeing. This is where you're going to find a number of tokens and barter tokens being changed into the new currency of marks, medallions, and seals. There is a huge list in the dev diary of what is changing to what. Pretty much they're all going to be, everything is going to be automatically changed. The only thing that is not being automatically changed is the Superior Fourth marks, which you will have the option of turning into seals or medallions by going to the currency exchange vendor in Skirmishes camps.
So everybody goes to Skirmishes for this stuff.
Right. Well, for the camps, to the camps, yeah, to get, if you need that exchange.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You go to the same Skirmish vendors that you would do for everything else.
Right. So the new.
So you can do, you can turn them in everywhere. I mean, the Skirmish camps are spread out all over the place.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Although still not in Mirkwood. Not sure why.
Oh, really? None?
I don't think that. No, there is one in Mirkwood. There is one in Mirkwood. There is one in Mirkwood. That's my mistake. No, there is. I forget what it's called, but it's that. There's that one with the tower. Where it's the same one where it has the ballista defense one.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. That is the one. That's where it is. My mistake. I think that's where it is. I don't remember anymore. Maybe I'm wrong.
At least a year since I've been in Mirkwood.
No, you know what? I think I'm wrong. I don't think there is one. Huh.
It seems strange that it wouldn't have one because there's skirmishes in Mirkwood.
Pineleaf somewhere is listening to this and going, oh my gosh, these guys are
nice. He's totally like face-palming right now.
Right. Okay, so the three new currencies are marks, which are basically replacing skirmish marks. They can be primarily earned in skirmishes, but also in classic instances. They'll buy the widest variety of stuff and have a high drop rate in skirmishes with a moderate drop rate in scaled instances. Medallions are meant to replace campaign mark, instance marks, and things that are like first, second, third, fourth marks. They will be higher level rewards, kind of middle of the road, higher level, will require medallions and marks to purchase. They will have a low drop rate in skirmishes, and a moderate drop rate in scaled instances, and a high drop rate in the Isengard instance cluster. Seals, which are going to be used to buy the top end currency, will have a low drop rate in six-man scaled instance challenge quest. So, what are some of the six-mans? I think those, Anuminos? Anuminos is six-man, and I believe it scales all the way to 75. They'll have a moderate drop rate in skirmish and scaled instance raid quests, and those are weekly, and a high drop rate in all of the Isengard cluster bi-weekly quests. So, you can see they're really pushing the Isengard instance cluster bi-weekly, and they are, they're just really pushing it, and it'll be interesting. I'm actually looking forward, and I was thinking this weekend would have been so perfect to run the Isengard instant finder because I have nothing else to do.
I'm sorry.
Well, other than chores.
I can give you a honeydew list.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. I have plenty to do. And the seals will be the currency for all top tier items. It is unclear, but I would imagine from what we saw on Bull Roar, the armor requires seals and marks and sometimes medallions too. We'll see what the final currency, where the dust settles. And like I was saying earlier, the challenge quests no longer have a daily cooldown on three-person instances, but three-person instances will only grant medallions. Six and 12-person instances will grant seals on the challenge quests. So, sorry for those who, if you run the school and library, well, since this is coming out on Monday, you don't actually, you know, you won't actually be able to run those for seals anymore. Sorry. And, overall, I think this is going to be a good change. It's going to really promote using the Instance Finder. It goes hand in hand with it, without doubt. And I think it actually will promote running instances more. So we'll see how it works out. Because it's kind of it's a new mechanic. We'll see how it works. And the last one is the Instance Finder, which out of the two of us, you're the only one who's actually used it.
Yeah, it puts you in a group in a random instance.
The end, yeah.
Well, we've talked about it before, but this is the official DevDiary about it. But was there anything in there that was different from what we already knew?
I really don't think so. Other than that, there were a couple of question and answers that people might have had afterwards. Helpful, yeah. Like, why are some of the roles grayed out? Well, because they've designated that some classes are eligible for some roles, some aren't. Like, Guardian will not be able to select Healer.
Right. My Minstrel cannot select Tank. Right. My Minstrel, I believe my Minstrel's only choices were Heal or DPS. I'm not a support role.
That sounds about right. And then he also answers some questions like, some that were pretty specific, and him being Ransaroth, how do I use an instance finder to get matched up with a 6-man tier 1 skirmish? Well, for something that specific, he goes through step by step how you would do it, like using shift up or using the main menu to open up the panel, selecting the roles, and so on. So, I thought it was really cool. Some of the things that you may want to know about is that, and I think we've talked about most of these before, is that you will need to be level 20 to use the system. So
right, that's where the first instances are, anyway.
Right.
The Great Barrow starts at 20.
Right, and I think we discussed this, that 3-mans will need to at least have a healer or a defense player.
Yes, it'll have a healer or a tank, but not necessarily both.
Right, and 6-mans will always have a healer and a defense player.
Right.
A level 75 player...
Are they calling it a defense instead of a tank now?
That's the terminology that he used.
Maybe it said defense, and I just read that as tank. I don't know.
Yeah, it does say defense, but it's a big shield. You can read tank into it.
Maybe that's why I was just like, tank, okay.
And level 75 players should only be put into level 75 encounters. The players of other levels may be matched to encounters within 4 levels of theirs. There are literally 6 follow-up threads or posts by Ransaroth on the dev diary that we will include, where you can follow the links, and he answers a multitude of questions yet again. That if you have a question about this instance finder, it's probably in those threads.
That's very nice of Ransaroth to answer like that.
Yeah, he is digging into this, full force. So,
and the one thing that Pine Leaf actually thought owned and brought to our attention is that survival barrow downs is excluded from the instance finder tool.
Yes, it is. And that is confirmed. We have a link to that confirmation. But Pine Leaf would know because he is the skirmish master.
Yeah, Pine Leaf told us and he gave us the link. But Pine Leaf just telling me is enough for me to believe.
Right. All right, there was another post about the store pricing of Rise and Isengard. If you remember back when Isengard was first released, they didn't have a lot of this because they were waiting for the instances. But now that
the only thing that was missing in the store was just the instances.
Okay. So do you want to talk about this a little bit more?
So first of all, the number one question we always get is, do I need to buy the instances because they're just releasing now with Update 5? If you have pre-ordered or purchased via the web store, as in you paid actual money, real-life money for the Rise of Isengard expansion, you do not have to buy the instances. They're included in what you've already purchased. It's coming to you with this update with no additional cost to you. If you have either purchased the Rise of Isengard quest packs or the Dragoth Ray using turbine points, or if you've purchased nothing at all in regards to Isengard, then this is not, you either have to purchase this way or, continue ignoring it, so I suppose.
Right.
But the stuff that is already in the store for purchase is the Isengard expansion, the quest pack. It's 3,250 turbine points. The raid for Dragox Slayer is 1,250 turbine points. And the Derudus Stone, which is completely optional, but that's 995 turbine points. It's the experience item that's only good to level 65. Completely optional, but it is considered part of Isengard. People in the comments said that there's also a skirmish soldier rank 35. It wasn't included in Sapien's post, but it sounds correct to me.
Right, I'm sure there is.
And then I don't know the cost for that. I own Isengard, so I can't look at it in the store. And this, what will be available starting on Monday on the launch of Update 5 will be the expansion instances, which is 1,495 turbine points. So this includes one 12-player instance, one 6-man, and three 3-mans. So it's 5 total instances in this pack. If you have already purchased some of the other stuff, it's another 1,495 turbine points for that. If you plan on buying all of Isengard in the Lotro store, it's 5,995 turbine points. There was no mention of an expansion bundle.
Right.
I would think that something like that would be coming, honestly.
It's got to be.
That you could buy all of Isengard in a bundle in the Lotro store with turbine points, but that has not been mentioned yet. So it's still piecemeal. If you just need the expansions, if you just need the instances, some people are saying, it's like, you know what, all I wanted was the quest pack because I don't do dungeons. This is perfect for you. If you just need to get the dungeons and you don't really care about Dragoth, this is perfect for you. Just 1,495 turbine points, and you can get that starting on Monday.
Okay. So a player thread was started in the forums on hunters. Big shock there. Everybody's surprised. So, but what does make this a bit of a surprise, Zombie Columbus thought that it was a good thread, and he gave his thoughts on the top 10 changes that were offered by hunters. This includes hunter's art, split shot, maybe modifying bright campfire so that it gives out-of-combat buffs, as well as maybe like in-combat buffs as well. Scaling up Heartseeker, he wasn't sure what that was actually referring to, because he thinks it's just fine. He states that there will never be, or there's not going to be, an additional interrupt, a ranged interrupt. Currently, the only interrupt that hunters have, which I'm finding out, is a melee. And then maybe modifying the trapper. But, you know, for anybody who's a hunter, this is probably worth looking at and reading at, and we'll include a link to that. It's interesting, and it's good to know that, you know, the devs are always kind of looking, and they're not just focusing on the classes when they're up for a revamp. So this weekend, you're missing out on a huge fight in the Moors. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. I don't really do very well in the Moors. It's a bit lonely, I think. But this weekend, Lotro Game Masters will be in the Moors on the creep side helping fight. So they will be targetable. They will be killable. They're not going to just be like GM unkillable monsters. But they will be appearing randomly on all servers through Sunday.
Okay. And thanks from a friendly email from Felderos. We know that the Lotro Mithril Edition will be arriving in stores February 24th. 2012, that's for the U.S., and is currently available for pre-order from GameStop for $29.99. What we didn't know is that it's apparently already available over in Europe.
Right, and the Amazon UK store, it is listed as a release date of September 30th.
Which, in case you are unaware, September 30th was quite a while ago.
Right, so I'm not sure what the delay with this is, but the pre-order option does give an additional 500 turbine points, which is equal to about another $5. But that gives the total of turbine points included with this package is 2,500. That's nearly the cost of the package entirely.
Yeah.
It's about $25, and it's only a $30 package. It includes the Path of the Fellowship, which is the Trollshaws, Oregon, Moria, and Lothlorien. It includes the physical game disc, so you don't have to download anything. It includes a starter guide booklet. It includes a keyboard map. And it includes the exclusive Steed of the Horse Lord mount.
Did we cover the 2,000 turbine points?
Well, I talked about how it's 2,500 if you pre-order.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so I missed the 2,000 part. But yeah, I will be buying this. No, I won't. I kind of want the 2,500 turbine points, though. Kitani,
so you would buy a $30 thing for 2,000 turbine points.
Yes, because I'm great at math like that. And Katani, I think, will be upset that the horse, I don't know if the horse is going to be available any other way. And she's,
it doesn't appear that it would, you know.
No.
This really is a fantastic package for a new player.
It really is.
I really think this would be a great gift for someone who's, you know, level 10 playing for free, or someone you want to join and play with you. I think this is a great idea to get them going, because it gives them a good amount of turbine points. It gives them a mount right at the get-go, and it gives them the following quest packs. Although, Troll Shots, I think I would recommend Evenden before Troll Shots.
Yeah, Troll Shots is, while it makes sense for Path of the Fellowship, is right. Not my favorite zone, not very well fleshed out with quests, and I just killed 360 wolves in there before we started this, so it's not a list on a zone on the top of my list right now.
Right.
And I think the last thing of official news that we've got going on is the Yule Festival starts on December 20th.
All there is to say about that.
Yes, we don't know if it's been changed or anything like that. There's been no word on it. There's nothing in the patch
notes. I don't know when it lasts until. I would assume at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, it goes usually like 2 to 3 weeks, doesn't it? Most of them.
Yeah. So, it starts officially on December 20th.
Okay, in store news, we have the daily sales. Did they at least release? Nice. So, apparently they decided to release them all ahead of time now.
No, they didn't.
We just happened to find. No. Okay, great.
But if you looked at the image and just changed the date on the name of the image file, you could see.
Dear Turbine, don't change that, please.
Yeah. So I was able to get until the 15th before, like, the 16th didn't work. So I was able to get them all in advance, which is nice to see them all up front like this, I think.
Oh, I agree with you completely. All right, so starting...
My page is still loading.
Your page. Well, I'll start. We've already been past Friday. Today is Saturday, so we won't go ahead. Well, you want to... I'll mention Friday was 30% off character slots. Saturday was 15% off legendary cap increase. Sunday will be 25% off Tomes of Will. Or, I'm sorry. You may not have understood me. Tombs of Will.
Those are Tomes of Will.
And Monday will be 30% off legendary titles. I thought I saw those already on sale. Maybe I'm wrong.
And I could not find a sale on it in our when I searched for it on our site. Cause I talk about every sale on our site. This is the first one that I could find. I'm not sure if it just didn't show up or I missed it.
But okay.
The legendary titles, I can't recall us having this before.
I don't remember them, but what legendary titles are, if you do not have a legendary item or a legendary weapon, it is not of any use to you. These are the scrolls that will add things like Orc Hewer, Defender of the Forgotten West, things that will add different kind of weapon damage, bonus weapon damage, and also changes the glowiness of your legendary item. Well, it changes the color of it, so...
Right.
Yeah, these are important. Like some of them, like a Numinos, is very dependent on certain types of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes these can come in handy. Although some of them are obtained, most of them can be obtained through repeatable quests. Don't ask me where they are because I've long forgotten, but I know they can.
I want to say that there was repeatable quests in Moria that tend to give them to, but I don't know where they all are.
I think there's some in Lothlorien as well.
Yeah, so there's repeatable quests that's searchable on Google.
Yes. So. I think a number of them, a number of the Moria ones are available in, I think it's Dolvenview, where you can turn in the infused items to...
it's the place where there was the big bedbug quest.
Yeah, I believe that's Dolvenview, and you can turn in, you will need an infused item or infused gem of a particular type to run a certain quest to get those titles, but you can get like the tier ones there. I don't remember where to tier twos, if at all, are available, so I'm not a good resource, and I just keep on talking. Anyways.
Yep.
So what is on Tuesday, December 13th?
The Warden's on sale for 25% off.
If you don't have a Warden, you should get one.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Pretty much.
What about Wednesday?
Wednesday is 75% off the mount speed boost. I still don't find a use for them. Someone in our comments said that they're nice in the moors.
I can see that. Yeah.
Wargs can't catch them. I don't. Yeah. 75% off is a huge deal. They're usually like a single is 50 and a stack of five is 225. You can get a stack of five for 57 turbine points.
Wow.
It's like huge discount. It's almost the same price of a single at regular price. So if you like them, this is a good deal. Don't miss this one on Wednesday.
Yeah, these are like the kind of deals.
Like, what am I going to use this for? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's something that you could at least get one. And this might be the reasoning behind it, is that they want people to buy it just to try it. And for 13 turbine points, yeah, that's like three deeds. Two deeds in some cases. So why not? And Thursday, two deeds. Like, because you get turbine points for them.
Deeds. Got it. Sorry, yeah. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Well, that's because you're in that foreign land of Chicago. And they speak the strange language there. Called English.
I don't have an accent here.
I know. Just go with it.
Because I speak like Michigan.
Oh. Thursday, December 15th, will be Pine Leaf Day. Or 25% off skirmishes.
Yes, 25% off skirmishes. These are the quest packs. There was a question of the bundles. I don't know, because I don't have any more information than what I stole from this picture. But historically, the bundles are not included in the sale, because the bundles are considered already discounted, because they're cheaper than buying them individually. So I would hedge my bets that it's going to be 25% off the individual skirmish packs.
However, there is a weekly store sale, if none of those strike your fancy. And it's a monster sale, all about monster
the
items.
Monster sale. Sorry.
No, it's okay. They are offering, let's see, the monster classes, like the Black Arrow, which is... No, okay, there's the Black Arrow, the Divider.
So I have an email from Lotra Fanatic, because I did not give any... ratings, thumbs up, thumbs down, anything on these, because I don't know enough. And I thought it'd be best I just admit I don't know.
Right.
And he actually put up a comment with this stuff.
And he did.
And he sent it to me as well, saying that Monster Classes, thumbs up. This one's pretty obvious. Much like the RK or the Warden classes on Freepside, if you were thinking of trying a new class or two, that was the perfect time to check it out at 20% off each class. So.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead?
That's a thumbs up for the classes.
Right. What about for the monster skill and traits?
Well, his original email said thumbs up, but I believe he...
Okay.
He said about the tone. Yeah. So, skills and classes, skills and traits, he gives a thumbs up. Considering the massive amount of time that a monster player has to invest to get their creep above rank 6 and beyond, it's very appealing to be able to buy the skills and traits that normally require a creep to be a very high rank. Skills now top out at rank 10, and racial and class traits are still achievable all the way up to rank 15. Buying the most useful and powerful traits for the ranks you might not ever see otherwise is a great alternative to grinding out the millions, yes, millions, of infamy that's needed for these high ranks.
Okay. And what about monster play advancement and combat items?
Let's see. He said... With regards to tomes and scrolls, is that what he's talking about?
I think... Well, let me look.
It sounds like an advancement items.
Yes, yes, yes.
Probably. Okay. He said he hasn't used these, but he's kind of 50-50 on them. So I would give that a meh if it was my rating system. He says, yeah, I'm iffy on them because they're worthwhile as long as you've got some time to spend in the moors and there's enough creeps around to keep the infamy flowing. If not, they're a bit of a waste. I purchased one of the infamy boosts for 76 TP, and they do indeed last between logins and defeats, and they stack with a 10% DP infamy buff. So far, only 76 turbine points and 125 destiny points. You're getting stuck with a 30% infamy boost. Sounds like a great deal, so long as there are creeps to kill. So, use those, I guess, with a little bit of smartness. Don't use it when there's nobody to kill.
I like that. That's sounds very similar to
Thank you, Lotro Fanatic, for sending those in, because he knows that I don't know what I'm talking about, and I appreciate the assistance.
Okay. Now, there's also some lotteries going on. In fact, there's one open right now if you want to jump into it. And that's at the time of this recording. But it looks like the next store mount will be the Fleet-Footed Goat, which you can win it before you can buy it.
It's a pretty white goat.
Yeah, I think... Pretty. Yeah, it looks very pretty. There is a link. Actually, if you go two posts down to the link that we'll have, you can see somebody who won it posted a link in Twitter. Yeah, it's very pretty. It's got a nice saddle. And all I can say is, darn you, Turbine. Darn you. I will not be buying this, because I have already resolved that I will be saving my points for the next class mount.
Right. I don't know. Maybe my burglar. But my burglar already has her ale association mount. She doesn't need a mount.
Yeah. For Moria. This one is gorgeous.
As I said, that's the only reason, is like, you need a goat mount for Moria.
Yeah, you basically. Do. You do.
I don't know if I'd ride around on a goat normally. Although, when I played World of Warcraft, my dwarf only rode on a goat. But that was mostly because the goats made a wah sound when you mounted them, and I liked them. But they could do that, maybe I'll ride a goat all the time.
That can something that you can drop into the suggestion forum.
I require my mounts to make silly noises like warrant. I don't know how to spell that, but I'll medically sound that out.
Good to know. Figure it out. Alright, so in CSTM news, we have a Y-O-D-A Yoda post. This is by Raiden. Covering, in case you've been under a rock, Star Wars The Old Republic is launching this month, and Vryn is early access is next week.
Early access is next week, yeah.
And then it's opening to the general public, I think, on the 20th. I don't know.
That sounds right to me, yeah.
And so, sure. Vryn, there's a lot of discussion in Lord of the Rings, and probably in multiple games right now, where people are thinking about moving, and this is just a comparison of the two intellectual properties covering the fandom.
Because what Raiden's really talking about is he loves both, and he's torn. he's kind of just like, do I do this? Do I do that? Do I keep up two subscriptions? Do I let Lotro go to premium? Yeah, it's just a man who's torn between his love for Star Wars and his love for Lotro. So.
Yes, in fact, he has gone as far... as to put in suggestions and beg Turbine to offer up the purchase of lifetime accounts once again. So
he said he wouldn't pay a monthly fee, but he would totally give $300 right now for a lifetime account.
Right. Well,
however much sense that makes.
Yeah. In other news, we have gift ideas for Lord of the Rings fan. This is a thread that you and Kia put together. Where it contains, like, the Sauron head cookie jar, which is unfortunately only available, or fortunately for my wife, only available in the UK.
It's pretty stinking cool looking, I have to say.
It is pretty cool. There's no shame in taking your cookies out of the head of Sauron.
I think I said it's for the cookie lover on a diet, because you'll be scared to go in there.
There's the miniatures, which Talbot and myself love quite a bit. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, all the gaming section was mostly based on the stuff that you've purchased this year.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings card game. There's the War in the North. A long pipe, which is a nice official Hobbit pipe. That's nice. I like that. It's actually a reasonable price, too.
Well, I think it's made of plastic, not wood.
Oh, okay. So this isn't an official one. The official ones, you say, go for $300.
However, they're expensive as heck.
However, this is
if you're just looking for the look, like you want to put it on a shelf somewhere, it's fine.
Yeah, this one is looks just like it. Although, like you said, it's probably plastic. Yeah, I don't think that would be good to smoke. But it's great for looks, like you said. That's very cool. And, of course, the White Hand Christmas by Arjan Keel for 99 cents, which is awesome. I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah, we have it. It's nice. It's very classic. It's very, I don't know how to describe it. It's not goofy or jokey. It sounds like something like a you know, an actual Christmas song, but it's got a definite, like, Isengard feel, I guess, to it.
Right.
You know, the big drums and the whatnot.
Yeah, and actually, we've had a number of comments, including Talbot, who have, you know, thrown out, like, other ideas, like the Tavernkraft Hobbit signs, which I can't believe we forgot, some more sword links, and just other things, and games, and you can't, you know, if you're looking for Lord of the Rings stuff, this is, or even fantasy base, this is probably a good thread to take a look at and peruse.
You forgot the Pez dispenser.
Okay, your favorite part, which is the Lord of the Rings Pez dispenser set.
It was the only thing that I, like, really contributed, like, it was purely from me. I found the Pez dispensers, I don't know, months ago, and I wrote it down so that I could put it on there.
The only two that my wife wants are the Aragorn and Sam, though. So the rest can go somewhere, be given to somebody else.
Like, the Hobbit ones are shorter, and that means less candy.
Well, that's why you have Aragorn there. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, we have Pineleaf Plays the Minstrel, the Esquire levels, where he goes and talks about, like, you know, playing the minstrel during the skirmishes, during these levels, and his experiences, and I don't believe he's played this or done a post on this since the changes of the minstrel.
No, I think this is his first minstrel, and like always, he always goes through what traits what he's trading, all that stuff. So
yeah, some good.
It's
tips
a very
in
useful
here.
Guide, even for just to see how other people are building their minstrel.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that concludes it for the Town Crier. And we can head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, this week in Raise Your Glass, we have the following letter. Hollyberries writes, "Good evening, my fellow hobbits. Great show. I'm a regular listener of the podcast and love it almost as much as berry pie." Is that very berry pie? Strawberry
yeah. that.
Yes, strawberry shortcake stuck in my head. I am not the only one who plays. I'm not one to play my own loot, but a hobbit burglar has to give herself credit every so often. The strangest thing happened today. Just as I sent another wolf in Bree to that great den in the sky, word suddenly appeared from the air. The Undying. Hope to see my favorite hobbits as the Yule festival soon. Hugs, kisses, and berry pies. Hollyberries, the Undying Hobbit Burglar of Landerville.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations very much. I don't think the burglar is one that I got the Undying on.
I don't think my burglar did either. it may have something to do with the fact that I think it melee, but
yeah.
I don't know, maybe my burglar did. Because she would have been my second burglar, because I have like a 46 burglar in Glen.
I think the only ones I got it on were the melee classes. The melee tankable classes, which were the champion,
the warden.
Did I get on the warden? Oh yeah. I don't remember. Yeah. I got on like three characters out of nine. It's a horror. It's a 33% ratio. I apparently failed Lotor.
I think mine's a little better than them.
Alright, so the player achievements. Callie writes, "Hi, I'm Callie Potter, captain from the Withywindle server. My achievement this week is that I finally put in for my character transfer to move from Lorlin ENRP to follow my RP interest in order to be involved in a more active kinship. I'd like to put a massive shout out to my current kinship on Withy, Ithilien Illuminated, for being fantastic kinship and showing me the way through the game. Thanks, Squarth, and the rest of you. This is also the last time I'll be posting as Callie, as I will have to change my name on Lorlin, as it's taken." Boo! Darn you, Merrick, you level 10 burglar.
I think you're 13, honey.
Wish me luck.
From 2007.
Yes. Wish me luck translating something from English to Elvish. With regards, Callie Potter, extremely proud captain of Ithilien Illuminated.
Rabbits of Lights. I was swimming in the deepest depths of Moria, looking for the evilest and most dangerous creatures I could find. And what did I behold? On an island, sitting in the middle of a deep lake, the pieces of a bridge that Gandalf broke when he fought the Balrog. I thought that it was so cool that I immediately started taking pictures and dancing around. The fact that Turbine would pay that much attention to detail makes me all goosebumpy. I enjoyed its inclusion in the epic story as well. Anyways, love the show, Rapids of Winfolda.
Okay, Krell writes, got my arcade to level 75, main healed my first school and library, got the Dragak helm for my burglar, and got the Kin through Dragok Tier 2 for the first time. Congrats, Vanguard Rittermark.
Alina writes, this week, Resurik, the Hobbit Minstrel in Mirdal, earned Kindred, standing with his Melodrum Elves, which meant he finally got his very own Elf Ambassador Pony. He also finished up all of the Volume 2 epilogues except for Samoth Ghoul Fellowship Quest, which he hopes to attempt soon. My Hobbit Guardian, Apis, on Landville, was also accepted into the Lonely Mountain Band Kinship this week, and I've been having a great time getting to know the friendly folks over there.
And Lotor Fanatic writes, hello, CSDM crew. After the tribe I was running with on Valya transferred over to Rittermark several weeks back, I started playing my R2 Defiler there instead of my main rank 8 Defiler back on Valya, and just couldn't bring myself to actually transfer the rank 8. Since the move, I have been questing and killing creeps to finally hit rank 6 with the RM Defiler this week. The action in Rittermark Moors is very good, and we're all having a blast again killing the creeps as we should. Cheers, Lodro Fanatic.
Okay, I didn't look up the podcast or app reviews. I'm sorry.
That is okay. This week, we will not have any due to technical difficulties and the strangeness of the foreign land that is Chicago. Just kidding, Chicagoan people.
It is kind of weird that it's only 9:30 here. I'm very tired for it being 9:30.
Let me just say that I am actually very jealous that they got to go to Chicago. As my wife can attest, I love Chicago. It reminds me of Dallas somewhat, and yeah.
So because of the horrible traffic, it is terrifying. It absolutely terrifies me.
Oh, but I like it. I like the town, and it's good. I am jealous, but next week we will have all your reviews, all your for the app and the podcast. So thank you for your review. If we didn't read it out, we will read it out next week. So how can people contact us if they would like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM 2786. We're available to follow on both Twitter and on Facebook. You can leave us a review on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace, and we would read it next week, I promise. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio, because I do not plan to be out of town again.
All right. So thank you, everybody. We really appreciate all that you do for CSDM, including downloading, streaming, and reading, and posting, and everything. So we just appreciate it all. So thank you, and we will talk to you again next week.
See you, bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.